Hello again. I'm just going to speak just for a few minutes on a sort of a passage of scripture that I felt God laid on my heart a couple of weeks ago, but it's a bit of an odd one. Do you ever sort of open the Bible sometimes and read something and think, what on earth is going on there? Now, maybe if you've been a Christian for years, you know even more than me about what's going on there. But if you perhaps this is new to you or you've been watching for a bit, you know, sometimes you could open the Bible and go, well, that's all just a bit strange. And the passage that I'm going to talk about today is one of those that just seems a little bit strange. So to start with, I'm just going to quickly and very simply sort of tell you where it comes from. Particularly if there's people watching who aren't familiar with the Bible. Now, the Bible is in two parts, an Old Testament and a New Testament. The New Testament is when Jesus comes along. And in the Old Testament, it tells the story of people right from the very beginning up until about 400 years before Jesus comes along. It tells their story mainly through the Jewish people, who were God's chosen people. As they move into the New Testament, we see God open up his promises and his salvation to everyone, whether they're Jews or non-Jews. And the Israelites were kind of known in the Old Testament for going off track. You know, God started off in really, really good relationship with him, but it was as if things went well and they kind of left God to one side and they went off track. And what happened when they went off track was that they went through difficulties and hard times and they thought, we've forgotten God. And they come and they repent and they turn around and they get back with God and it's all great for a bit and then they wander off again. And we might criticise them, but we can all be like this, so let's not be too hard on them. But they go off again and again, they go through hard times and again they repent and they come back to God and it's all great again and so on and so on. I won't keep repeating. And it happens so many times that by the time you get to about 600 years before Jesus, God actually allowed them to be invaded by the Babylonians. And 10,000 Jewish people were taken off into exile. Difficult times. And one of these people who was taken into exile was a man whose name was Ezekiel. And Ezekiel was what they called a prophet. And towards the end of the Old Testament, there's quite a few books which were written by people who we call the prophets, because they spoke the heart and the mind of God to the people. They communicated. You know, we talk to God now ourselves because we have a relationship with Jesus. But back in the day, this wasn't possible. And so the prophets spoke God's heart to the people. And this prophet Ezekiel wrote a prophetic book, while he was in exile. And it begins by speaking God's judgment against the people because of their behaviour. Then he moves on to talk about the other nations who've also turned against him. But finally, he brings a message of hope. And that's part of what we're going to look at today, this message of hope. So let's read. This is from Ezekiel in chapter 37. And this is what Ezekiel said. He said, "The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me to and fro among them. I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I said, 'Sovereign Lord, you alone know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So Ezekiel said, 'I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. The bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath from the four winds, breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your land. Then you will know the Lord has spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. So despite everything that God's people have done, despite them turning their back on God countless times, God is still willing to bring about restoration. This is what this prophecy is about. He loves and cares for his people. And Ezekiel communicates this amazing hope to these children of Israel. You know, it might look all dead and dried up, but I am going to restore and I am going to bring back to life. So that was about 2,500 years ago. What about now? What does this vision, because it was a vision that he saw, of this valley of dry bones mean for us today? God takes Ezekiel in this vision to a valley full of dried up human bones. Can you imagine that picture in your mind? Thousands upon thousands of dried up bones lying on a valley floor. Such a sight would tell you that something really awful had happened, and that this something awful had happened a long time ago. You know, dead bodies don't become piles of bones overnight. It actually takes about 8 to 12 years for a body to become a skeleton. And can I say, if you're squeamish, don't Google that, because you don't want to know. But these bodies had suffered a major trauma and then been left for dead for probably 8 to 12 years. Surely there's no going back from there. There's absolutely no possibility of resurrection, resuscitation. These bones are as dead as they come. Not only that, but back in these times, a dead body was unclean, considered unclean. And if you touched a dead body, that would also make you unclean. And you had to go through these rituals to sort of cleanse yourself from that contamination. So not only were these bones dead, but they were considered contaminated. You as far away from a godly life as you could possibly be. And God asks Ezekiel this question. Can these bones live? Can these dried up, dead old bones live again? I wonder what you would have said. I feel like Ezekiel hedges his bets a bit. Because really, if someone says, can these live? Can these dry bones live? It's a yes or no answer, isn't it? Either yes, they can, or no, they can't. But he doesn't say that. He says, he doesn't sort of answer the question. God knows the answer. But he says, sovereign Lord, you know. You alone know. The natural answer to this question would be no. There is no hope. There is no way these bones will live again. They are dead. They are dry. Hope is gone. But Ezekiel knows that God can do the impossible if it is his sovereign will to do so. And you know, I wonder if there's any circumstances in your life today where things look and seem all dead and dried up. And maybe things have been so bad for so long that it just looks like this pile of dried up bones. And you've looked at the situation and you've thought about it and maybe you've prayed about it for years and you just think, there's no hope, they're too dry, it's too far gone. Perhaps it's a health issue. Maybe there's a family difficulty. Maybe a breakup in a relationship. Maybe financial problems. Maybe a marriage that is struggling. And you just look and you go, it's dry. And it's been dry for too long. Maybe God wants to say to you today, can these dry bones live again? What happens next is a little bit strange. You might expect that Ezekiel stands back and watches as God restores these bones back to life, but that's not quite what happens. Instead, God says to Ezekiel, you prophesy to these bones and say, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Isn't that a bit ridiculous? How is a pile of dry bones going to hear anything? In the natural, these bones were beyond hope. Of course, they can't live again. But the word of the Lord has power that stretches beyond what is scientifically possible, stretches beyond what's practically possible. The word or the voice of the Lord has creative power in itself. You know, sometimes you hear people and they deny the resurrection of Jesus because they say, well, dead bodies don't rise again. You know, we watched the funeral yesterday. We would not have expected the Duke to have risen again. It doesn't match up with the laws of nature. People don't get resurrected. Dead things don't come back to life. And so people deny the resurrection because they say it just defies the natural world and the order of things. And yet, if there's a God, surely that's exactly what we would expect him to do, to defy the natural order of things, to do things that are supernatural and show his supreme power. We would expect God to defy the normal natural rules sometimes. So Ezekiel begins to speak to the word of God, to the bones, and he says, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And what God had said was that he would attach tendons, make flesh come upon them, cover them with skin, put breath in them, and they would come to life. And as he prophesied, he begins to hear a noise, a rattling sound. It's all a bit creepy now, isn't it? Can you imagine the bones starting to kind of, and there's thousands of them. That must have been some noise. And he watches while the bones come together, bone on bone, and he watches as tendons appear and join them back together. And he watches his skin. He watches and hears that noise as the bones begin to obey the voice of God given through the prophet. Remember, I asked you whether there was anything in your life that you feel is just like a pile of dead, dried up bones. Can these bones live? Firstly, we need to remember Ezekiel's response, Sovereign Lord, you know. You know, when we have areas of our lives where something seems to have died or dried up, firstly, we need to acknowledge the sovereignty of God. He's the one that leads us and guides us. Sometimes what we think is good for us and what God thinks is good for us aren't always the same. Sometimes there's things in your life that have died and they need to stay dead. Maybe there's a relationship that just was not healthy. And you've tried to sort of resuscitate it, and you've tried to get back to it, and you've tried to mend it, and that can sometimes be the right thing, but sometimes it's time to leave that relationship dead because it's not good for you. Sometimes there are things that we crave in our lives. Maybe it's a career that you've got, and maybe that career has had big problems because of COVID, and it feels like it's all dead and it's dried up, and you're trying to resuscitate, you're trying to get it going again, and God says, actually, I know the plans I have for you, and they're actually different and they're better, and you need to leave that dead sometimes. So we need to acknowledge that God is sovereign. Sovereign Lord, you know. And yet, at times, God will want to take something in your life that seems to be dead and gone and bring it back to life. And it doesn't matter how dead it is. If God wants to bring it back to life, it doesn't matter how long ago it was. It doesn't matter how dead and dried up it was. It is. God's creative word is enough to bring it back to life. Just a little story from my own life. Back in 2006, I stopped leading worship at my church. I'd done it week in, week out for a very long time. I won't tell you how long because you might start doing maths in your head. And it's a long time. And it stopped. And I felt like that thing in my life had died. And I was working for the church, and one morning I woke up about 2013, so a good few years later. And the first thought in my mind was, I really want to lead worship again. And it was almost like I turned around and said, who thought that? Where did that silly thought come from? You know, that's gone, that's finished. And I dismissed it immediately. Later that day, I had a phone call from a friend of mine who led a church locally. And he said, you okay, all the normal stuff. And then he said, got a bit of a strange question. He said, we haven't got a worship leader in a couple of weeks' time. Do you want to come and do it? And I thought, oh, that's a bit odd, isn't it? Given the thought I had this morning, that's really strange. So I said to him, you do realise I haven't done it for 7 years, don't you? You know, if anything's rusty, I'm rusty. If anything's dead and dried up, this is dead and dried up. But, you know, gradually God brought that back to life and something that I am able to do again. And sometimes God wants to do that in an area of your life that feels dead and dried up. He wants to bring it back. Can these bones live again? And how do we do this? In the same way that God said to Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones, sometimes God wants us to be involved in bringing life into dead circumstances. We need to be speaking the word of the Lord over these dead circumstances. We need to declare the goodness of God over things that seem to be bad. And you know, the image of dry bones is often used in the Bible to represent a downcast spirit. In Proverbs 17:22, it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And if you feel that your spirit is crushed and your heart is heavy, and you feel this weight of grief sometimes bearing down on you, maybe you feel like your emotions are all dried up. You know, we've been through a really difficult time these last 12 months or more now as people, as church, as a nation, and as a world. And there are probably, I'm guessing, many people who feel like their lives are just left as a dry pile of bones. Some of you have got so used to being stuck at home and never ever going to a shop that you're so anxious now at the thought of doing it. Some of you have been so used to not having people around that the thought of having visitors scares you. And you might wonder after lockdown, can these bones live again? And you know, one thing that stands out to me about this passage more than anything else is this. God wants to bring life. He wants to bring good medicine. He wants to give you a cheerful heart again. He wants to repair that crushed spirit. He wants to help you to move back from lockdown into freedom. It doesn't matter how long you felt crushed. It doesn't matter how dead the circumstances appear to be. There is hope. Does he want you to begin today to prophesy over your own pile of dead bones and prophesy over your own dried up, downcast spirit? Dry bones, dried up spirit, anxious mind, hear the word of the Lord. Speak to your spirit. There are so many verses in the Bible that we can use to speak to our spirit. Here's a couple. Psalm 42 verse 5 says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my God and my Saviour. In Psalm 27, 13 and 14, it says, I will remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Do we believe that? Do we believe that despite how difficult things have been, that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? I hope that you do. But it says, wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart and wait for the Lord. So Ezekiel prophesied to the bones and they rattle and they come back together and tendons appear and flesh appears. Wow. The only problem is they're still dead. They look okay, but they lack that breath of life that God breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. Genesis 2 verse 7. The Lord God formed a man from the dust and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living being. You know, real life does not come from the mechanics of a functional body, but from the indwelling spirit of God that makes a person a living soul. And if you don't have that living Spirit of God inside you today, then to all intents and purposes, you are like a dead man or woman walking. And this vast army now lies in front of Ezekiel, and they're no threat to him, and they're no protection for him. They look the part, but they might as well have still been dried bones. And Ezekiel's told to prophesy again, and he says, "Breath, Spirit of God." And as he does, the breath of God, the breath of life, enters these lifeless bodies. And they stood on their feet like a vast army. Gosh, he was faced with a pile of old dead bones. Now there's an army facing him. That must have been a little bit intimidating, I think. Do you not? Also, because these are no longer dead bodies, the whole thing about touching the dead body is no longer a thing. These are no longer unclean. They live again and they live in freedom. John 5:25, Jesus speaks and says, "Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." God wants to bring life to spiritually dead people. God wants to bring life to dead situations in accordance with his sovereign will and plan. And if you're watching or you're in the room today and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, have you felt like there's something missing? Do you now wonder, is it this thing about the Spirit of God living inside me? Is that what's missing? Making me spiritually alive? And if you do, I'm sure that you have loads of questions about it. And if that's okay, it's great to have questions. Please do get in touch. Talk to someone that you know. You can email me at rachel@oasischristiancentre.org.uk. Or you can email robin@oasischristiancentre.org.uk. And you can ask those questions. Maybe you're watching or you're in the room today and you know Jesus, but you know there are things in your life that are being represented by these dry bones. And you're asking right now, can these dry bones live again? Can this circumstance in my life live again? Perhaps you're anxious to come out of lockdown and begin to resume your life. Can I do that all again? Can these dry bones live? You know, I want to pray today for anyone who perhaps is resonating with this and feeling like, yeah, there's that circumstance in my life where I feel like it's all dry and it's all gone. And I believe that it's God's will for that circumstance to come back to life. Maybe for that relationship to be repaired. Maybe for that career to come to fruition. Whatever it is, you know what God's laying on your heart now. Maybe it's someone you know who's just far from God. They've wandered away and you look at them and you go, can those dry bones live again? They can. There is hope. And I want us to pray together. In a moment, David Bignall's going to come and he's going to lead a final song. David, I don't know if you want to start making your way, if you're okay. He's got a bad back. You all right, mate? You all right? Good. Okay. Let's just close our eyes in the room. And if there's anyone and you think, yeah, I want to be included in this prayer because I have one of these situations, just put your hands up, just wave at me, that's fine. That's great, thank you. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this really quite strange passage in this book that just speaks to us about your desire for bringing life and bringing wholeness into our lives. God, we thank you that even when situations and circumstances feel so dried up and so far gone, yet you say to us, can these bones live? And the answer is yes, there is hope. And so, Father, we pray for these people who've raised their hands today and for others maybe at home where there's situations in their life that seem so beyond. Father, we pray that your hope will come again. We pray for gifts of faith into those circumstances. And Father, I pray that you will give those people verses from your word to speak over those dry bones and say, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Because Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We thank you, God. We thank you for your hope and for your resurrection and for your life. Amen. Amen.